Hello and welcome to Why We're Going to Hell, our show where we talk about all of our terrible sins. I'm with Blaine Gibson, as always, Blue. Joined by our good friend Elise Willems from the podcast Hello. Answer For It.
Woo! Hi, thanks for having me. Wow, what a crazy episode, huh?
We talked about it a little bit in the post show, but like, we came in, we knew you were going to play Miss Frizzle. Didn't really have much of the details planned out. I didn't expect us to land on a bus full of Chris clones with their blood powering the magic school bus.
Using the blood of children to power the dark magics is
one per field trip is all it takes is the fuel. And didn't I do a similar thing in the Amelia episode where it was like the bones of babies powered my plane? What's happening?
You're just obsessed with murdering children to power vehicles.
It's very Snowpiercer, right? Which is like, how is the train?
Yeah. Also, you mentioned something too where you're like, one of the children became the ant queen. And I was like, that's kind of like Amelia as well. Like, she's the crab queen.
God. I sometimes feel like if I think about too much in advance, I'm going to trip myself up, and then I'm going to be worried too much about like
hitting.
I got to hit these things, or I got to stay on this path, and then I'm going to not be like so receptive to what you guys are saying, or you know, because I'll be too focused on like I got to do this or this. You two just spiraling with me.
Yeah, we know what to expect from an improvisational Elise, because like we've known each other for God, all four of us or three of us have been working together for like
at least 10 years, right?
Decade.
Was it 10 years? I guess it's been approaching that now. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been at least 10 years.
At least 10 years. I don't know. Elise, have we ever talked about how we had like two false starts to meeting each other, and then just like we existed in the state where it's like, Elise doesn't
I think
like
you did
me.
Cause you were talking about how like you met when James was doing, y'all were doing a push-up contest or something.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And then at E3.
Yeah. I was like, oh, James, hey. And then I turned to meet you and I'm like sticking out my hand and then you turn as I'm turning. And apparently James is witness to every one of these instances.
I literally like had a conversation with James the other day where I was like, do you ever watch two other people interacting and you're like trying to watch them and study like how is this so easy for them to like one person saying something and the other person's really receptive to it and he's like no he's like no that's not really normal or not normal but you know. the thing is I think Blaine and I are cut from the same cloth and so James is our like neuronormative linchpin who is his like going like no you both you know no
I just but, so I have this well go ahead Blaine
well I was gonna ask about speaking of James you guys are working on Answer For It. I don't want to get too much into like pitchy stuff but like how has that been going? Like you guys have been doing that with Zach and AJ for like has it been about a year now?
Oh, like I guess in a month or two it would be like going on a year. I always try to check in with them because I'm so paranoid about them not having fun with doing it. So I'm always like, is this still fun for you? Are you enjoying this? And they say yes. So,
I mean, it comes off on the show that y'all are having fun.
Yeah.
Oh, so. And now it's like getting to the point where people are starting to buy each other little presents based on things they mentioned in the show that they always wanted when they were kids. Like AJ
That's
bought
awesome.
Zach a Tasmanian Devil shirt. Because Zach was like, oh, I wanted a Marvin the Martian shirt when I was a kid. And he couldn't find that. But he's like, I found this Taz shirt. And then Zach was just messaging me. And he's like, because there was something AJ mentioned that he didn't get when he was a kid. And Zach's like, I found some used ones. We should figure out which one. Like, it's really cute.
That's fun. I mean, speaking from, you know, experience working with Chris on Good Morning from Hell, like, we'll do check-ins every now and then. It's like, how's this going? You good? And like, I'm having a blast. Like, there's nothing more fun than having like a creative outlet that other people get to enjoy with one of your close friends. And like, I don't know, it's pretty cool that we all get to work on a podcast with our buddies.
Yeah. And I think this might be getting like too deep or outside the fourth wall, but I think always when you're doing creative stuff, like the friendship is going to be more important at the end of the day. And yeah. I think that's how you guys feel about it. That's how I feel about it. Jess and I, since the inception of our podcast, 30 Morbid Minutes, that I do with Jessica Vasami, we have always said, like, if there's a point where we don't have fun doing this or we don't want to do it, we should end it. And with no bad feelings, no feeling of like, oh, I can't believe, like, be really honest and candid with each other about, you know, that being the case. Because, yeah, it's when you're being creative with friends, I think that's the most important part.
Yeah.
It's kind of important for the content for you guys to be having fun and to be getting along too. Otherwise, it's like super forced and stuff. So
did y'all ever go on any field trips as kids? Any memories of things that you did in, well, a kid traveling?
It's, well, there's one trip that I remember going on to Montreal where, like, I'm from Toronto, so, it, you know, that's a lengthy trip to go on with a class, and it was in the height of, like, JNCO's wide leg pants are popular.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I was, I was so young, like 11 or whatever, and I'm like, oh, I got to wear these pants because they're my cool pants. But it was definitely not that weather where if you wear a wide leg baggy pant like that, they're going to get soaked from the bottom.
And then it just like the water absorbs up to your knee. So
yeah.
But it's, I had like, heavy.
Yeah. So I'm wearing those in like the snowy, wet weather of Quebec in kind of the, you know, late winter. And so I had like two pairs of pants with me that weekend. So I was like wearing, you know, these soaked JNCO. It was just so of the time. Mm-hmm. Right,
like, what a 90s problem to have. Yeah. Like, my JNCOs are wet.
My JNCOs are wet, and now I'm like an adult, so I'm like, what a fucking idiot. Like, I would never. Now I dress for comfort. I just dress practically, but yeah.
When we went to Japan, Kristen made me get a loose fitting pair of jeans from like Uniqlo or something like that, and they fit like JNCOs, and I'm like athletic fit, and I don't know how JNCOs blew up because it feels so strange and I look so dumb in them.
Yeah. Well, also, like, you and James, I feel like, you're the triangle men, right? Because you're broad and muscular, and then, you know, you kind of narrow into that triangle. So now you must be, like, rectangle man.
Yeah, I'm just, like, a big walking, like, I look like the guy from Talking Heads in the massive suit, you know, where he's, like...
The zoot suit.
I remember in sixth grade being, like... JNCO jeans becoming, I think it was sixth grade, becoming super popular, and then being like, I need a pair, and I begged my mom to like to take me to go get a pair, and they were like twice the cost of what we normally paid for jeans, and I begged her, and
so well, material. Twice the fabric too. Yeah.
And then I got them, and I wore them for I don't know how long, but then I remember all it took was like one comment from one kid being like, JNCOs are so stupid now, like, and then I was like, oh, are they, like, I was so malleable at that stage in my life, where then all of a sudden I became super self-conscious because JNCOs weren't cool anymore. And then
you know what this means, Chris?
What?
The Answer For It crew is gonna buy you a pair of JNCOs. What's your size? Let me write this down.
Just send your waist, well, your waist size.
I remember putting them in my closet, and then they were like a mark of shame, because I remember begging my mom to spend money that she didn't have on them, and then not only wearing them for like, you know, a couple months, and then they were just in my closet.
They were like the Green Lantern or the Green Goblin helmet. Yes. Like, coward. We have worlds to conquer.
Like, I spent all those money on those jeans, and you just them. Now they're just sitting in your closet. And I was like, I know.
I have a similar JNCO story. My mom got me these JNCOs and then got them hemmed a little bit because they were too long. But they hadn't run through the dryer yet. So they're the perfect length. When they're before they've been washed, they've been dried. They're the perfect length. They've been hemmed. And then they go through the dryer. Now they are too short. So now I'm like the loser kid with the too short JNCOs.
Oh, no.
And so then I didn't wear them after that.
So,
and probably had the same lecture, too.
Yeah. So you were like wearing Capri JNCOs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Floods.
Caprinkos. Let's talk about, you mentioned it earlier, but like field trips related to the Magic School Bus. I just thought of one I went on that's kind of unique to Dallas. Chris, you're from Texas, so I don't know if you were able to go on the same thing. I lived close enough to Dallas that I was able to go to the Sixth Floor Museum, which is the book depository where Lee Harvey Oswald shot John F. Kennedy in the head from. And they have the whole sixth floor is a museum devoted to that. And they've got like the fucking sniper rifle there. And I just remember being a kid and I was like, even at the time, I was like, I don't. There's not really a funny story involved with this. It was just like, I just remember like, this is too big for me, man. I'm like,
what a weird
like, I just want to go home and watch Pokemon. I'm looking at a sniper that killed the president. Like, I don't know.
God, that's dark. Especially when you think about school shootings and like.
We also went to a Holocaust museum.
A what?
They're like, we had fucking bleak field trips. But I don't regret them because, you know, you learn about that part of history.
Well,
but
I remember
going. Do they take kids on dark stuff like that now?
Dude, there's no way. They don't want the kids to feel bad about the past.
They should.
Yeah. There's a lot to feel bad about.
I remember going to Tiny Town, which was like a miniature town that you got to learn about traffic. I looked it up because I talked about it in Black Box Down. I just kept calling it Tiny Town. And then I looked it up. It was in Lubbock, Texas. It was called, I think, Safety City.
Uh-huh.
But it was a tiny little city where there were little buildings and little, and you rode little bikes and little, I think, I want to say miniature, like, cars that would, like, drive to teach you about traffic rules. That was pretty much the best field trip ever.
Wait, so did you actually feel like you learned the rules of the road?
No, at least, no, not at all. But we got to drive in little cars in a tiny, tiny city.
You just reminded me, we had something similar. It was called Enterprise City, and it was less safety stuff, and it was more so that you can learn about, like, they give you a fake checkbook, and you'd have a fake job. They had, like, the whole little city. So there was a bank, and then there was, like, a store where you could buy goods, and there was, like, a DJ in City Hall, and there was a police department and all this stuff. And they had you fill out job applications for what job you wanted at Enterprise City. And I just remember being like, cop, I want to be a cop. And then like third or fourth was DJ, and everybody wanted to be the DJ. But since my mom was the teacher, I got to be the DJ and not a cop. And I was like, so I played my mom's Cher albums.
DJ, so what was your DJ name?
DJ pissing my pants from nerves. I was like, hey, everybody, it's Blaine.
It's
bringing you the hits. Here's my dad's Beatles CD. Like, fucking terrified, dude.
Love after I do love.
Believe in love. I just remember playing music, and all I had at my disposal was, they're like, bring your music, you know, whatever music you want to play, you can play it. And I just had access to whatever my parents had. So it was just like really bad dad rock or mom jam music, and it was like Cher and stuff. So that's what I played.
Man, do you want us to create a scenario now where you can RP as a cop to make up for that? Because that's what Answer 4 would do for you.
Yeah.
We make those childhood dreams come true.
I think that's just ICE.
I think
I went to So I have nephews who live in Dallas. So I've been going to all the kid event things in that area. Like there was a pig themed park. What is it called? Pig. What is the pig?
Pig park.
Pig. It's like a pig.
Pork.
Cartoons.
Are you chaperoning these field trips so you can go for free?
No, I have to pay for it. They're actually Papa Pig theme park.
Papa Pig theme park.
I spent a day at Papa Pig theme park. It's just like a theme.
Peppa Pig. Peppa Pig.
Sorry.
Oh, this actually looks like the shit. It's got like a water park coaster.
They've got like a bike section. I remember there's this like one that goes. It's, you know, they have very little. It's made for like 5 and under or 6 and under. So they have some like roller coasters, but they're very small. I was with two nephews were old enough to go on one of the things. And I was like, come on, it'll be fun. And then we're, you know, going up and down and up and down. And one of them loves it. The other one is like, my tummy doesn't feel so good.
Oh, no.
And I was like, it'll be over soon. It's like trying to like coach him through the
roller coaster.
Like you're his Lamaze coach. This boy's going to give birth on this coaster.
Also, at least that answers your earlier question. Are they still taking these kids to those like brutal museums and shit? No, they're taking them to the Peppa the Pig.
Fuck.
I went to the
theme park.
It's a really cool museum in Dallas. Just like over Christmas.
Dallas Museum of Art?
They have frogs out front.
Okay.
Genocide.
No,
museum?
No, like giant frog.
Is it like a modern
Perot Museum of Nature and Science? Yes.
Okay.
That one was really cool. They have a lot of like kid activity stuff. I went, and we were there for so long. My brother got food poisoning, so he was throwing up every 5 minutes. Like he kept disappearing, and then he was eventually like, "I gotta go. I've thrown up in every bathroom in this place."
Oh no! Wait, as an adult?
Yeah, as an adult. This was like last month, and we're there. And then you know how kids are, and they just get like hyper focused on one thing, and they're just like playing with it. They have these like little machine remote control robots, and my one nephew, like we had to split up and everyone was watching one, and there was like my one nephew was just like so fascinated by it. He was just sitting there for like an hour, and I'm just sitting there and I'm like, stay awake, just just like in a daze, like have to stay awake, say like just like I mean
like Freddy Krueger's coming for you,
like because I'm just sitting there like watching him just like play with this little robot thing for an hour.
Dude, okay, so I did a little bit of Googling searching. The Perot Museum used to be called the Science Place. The Science Place was another place that we went on a field trip to, and we actually got to do a sleepover there.
Oh.
And they had a dinosaur room. We slept in the dinosaur room. Like, we had our sleeping bags out on the floor, and they had, like, animatronic and the bones of dinosaurs.
Sounds like nightmare fuel.
The nightmare fuel one was they had a room that was dedicated entirely to the plague. They had a plague doctor and, like, pictures of the plague. And they had on loop audio playing of Ring Around the Rosie because that was, like, a plague song.
Terrifying.
Yes, it was, because they would keep posies in their pockets for the stench, right? Or the mask of the...
The plague doctor's
plague
stuffed
doctor?
With posies. Yeah.
Ashes, ashes, we all fall down.
So, Blaine, you went to this exhibit as a child about the plague.
Yeah.
Do you believe in vaccines?
No, absolutely not.
Oh,
Of course.
You get separated. You have dreams of dinosaurs. You wake up and run. You get separated. You get lost in the plague room.
The science place also, I think, had an IMAX screen. And then they had an area towards the back end of the exhibit. And I don't know if they have it anymore. But it was an entire area dedicated to the dangers of drinking and driving. So you sat down and it was a VR driving experience where they had this giant screen and you were responsible for driving a truck while under the influence. So the controls and the visuals were
perfect.
All fucked up.
Perfect. So you wake up. You're scared of the dinosaur. You run through the playroom. Oh God! Oh look, a car.
My getaway. Oh.
I know this. I've been to Safety City.
Oh no, dude! I love that overlap. I haven't thought about the science place in years, but yeah, we did a sleepover there. I think in like the fifth or
sixth
grade.
That's actually a pretty cool sleepover.
Yeah.
Yeah, that it is, fucking rocked.
That is. That's definitely where you want to wake up with night terrors. Yeah. I agree. Yeah.
Did you have any, like, I don't know about the Canadian education system, but do they, like, value field trips and stuff like that?
Yeah, like, some of my memorable ones were being in Ontario in the winter, going to a First Nations Native American longhouse. So longhouses were, like, these structures that First Nations people would build that they would live in. They built them to a specific, they were very long, and... You would go there to see what life was like for them in, you know, the 19th century, 17th century. That was cool. I went to a sugar shack once, which is
like a barbecue place. What is that?
Yeah.
No, it's like more like a little bit north, a little northern, where like it's where they tap maple syrup.
Oh.
And then it's basically a big log cabin and they serve you flapjacks and
sounds
pancakes
delicious.
And stuff and really hearty breakfast. But you see how like maple syrup is tapped.
There's a reason that stereotypes exist and that Canada is so tethered to syrups and things, because that's...
Yeah. I mean, we definitely would do, like, the regular... They weren't, like, field trips, but days where you would put your skates over your shoulder and then walk to the community center from school that had an ice rink, and then everybody would go ice skating.
Damn.
For the day.
That sounds cool as
hell. And like, yeah, like, we had museum, like, the Royal Ontario Museum, going to the... Oh, my God, what is it called? The like... museum in Toronto that we have that has a bat cave where it's like what? A replica. Oh. Like, here's a cave where bats live.
I'm terrified.
And I always wish the bats were real in it.
I don't want rabies. Horrifying animatronics.
Thank you for going on this little school trip with us, Elise. Answer for it. You can find everywhere people listen to podcasts. It's, as you describe, a comedy show disguised as a trivia show.
And they're also on Patreon, so if you're watching this show, you're already following one Patreon. I mean, what's another Patreon, right?
Yeah.
Go support Elise. Yeah.
Thank you, guys. You can follow it for free, too. Because yeah. Maybe we'll have some, like, free stuff coming in the pipeline if you can't afford to be a patron.
You're a terrible salesperson.
I know. It's
well, so, I'm following for free. It's still, you know, following and supporting. So
yeah.
It's true. Start there, and then you'll see what all you're missing. And then you'll eventually sign up for it. Thank you for coming
Dutch
on.
Dutch looks so cute. Sorry. Dutch is behind Blaine on the bed, and he looks so cute.
Dutch loves James and Elise.
He's a good boy.
Thank you for being... a good girl,
say it, Chris.
But then it sounded weird.
Say it, Chris.
I don't like it.
I'm such a good girl.
Okay, all right.
I gotta go.
Thanks for coming, Elise. Appreciate it. All right. Bye.
Bye.